Hi, is that Kristen?
Hi,
I'm very well, thank you. I'm David from Wroxham. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Whereabouts are you right now? Are you in the UK or are you...
I am in the UK. I'm actually here at the Palace Theatre in Manchester in the middle of tech, and we are in the middle of getting the show up and ready for our first preview on Saturday.
And it's all going to go swimmingly well, is it?
Yes, I can knock on something.
Well, I hope so, because I'm going to be in the audience, so...
Okay, well, if you're going to be there, then definitely. It's cheap for you.
It needs to be good. I was telling Maisie from the PR company that I have a little bit of a problem when it comes to Rock of Ages. I've only seen it 5 times, and I'm seeing it 3 times this week in Manchester.
No, you are
not. Yeah.
And you're going to know the show as well as I do.
I would hope so. I just so are you over just to help with the launch of this, or is it a very active thing throughout the tour?
Basically, just for the launch to get it, on its feet, and then I may pop in unexpectedly at the time just to check in on the actors.
Yeah,
and the extra bit they've added.
And do you think they'll be doing plenty of that as it goes along?
Well, I think there's that thing that happens, which is part of the process of actors making it their own.
Yeah.
It's like putting on a new set of clothes, new shoes, and you have to break it in, find out how it fits you.
Yep.
And there's a learning curve, especially, a show isn't really a show until it goes in front of an audience,
yep.
Especially this one, because it's so interactive. The audience is like another character.
Mm.
And so as you have that element for the first time of actors doing it in front of an audience, it starts to take on a whole new shape and a whole new life of itself. And for me, that's part of the exciting thing about life.
When were you first involved with the show? Was it at the original stage or when it first went to Broadway? Yeah.
The show for 5 years.
Right.
Before it ever went to New York.
Yeah.
And part of it was like the shaping of a new musical and developmental production. And for me, that's the part that I really love is finding a show.
Yeah.
Shaping it, making mistakes, and learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene doesn't work. Throwing that out. Let's fix this character. Because it's such a process of discovery.
Yeah.
And at this stage, once Rock of Ages has become Rock of Ages, there's a whole new interesting process of every time you share it with a new company, each one of them bringing their individual spark to that character, to the show, and then that informs it,
I have seen it once or twice. In fact, the first review I wrote was, "My name is David, and I have a bit of an addiction." I've come at it from a rock fan point of view first, and I heard about the idea and thought that's good. That's either going to be the biggest turkey this side of Christmas and Thanksgiving, or it's going to be genius. And we went the first time, and I'm looking at the show there that it's done the right way. That there is humour there, but it's not picking fun at people. It's involving people who would like that. I think that's kind of the feeling I get from it.
It's so funny. That's exactly what we set out to do. Is we never wanted to, especially make fun of the era. We always wanted to embrace the era and have fun with it. And so that it was never making fun of anyone, but it was always about having fun with like pop culture references, characters, these real people, these real archetypes that you do see, especially on the Sunset Strip. But I think our kind of universal archetypes.
I was going to say, it's probably quite difficult to make fun of something that was making fun of itself from day one anyway, really, wasn't it? That whole era.
Also, I think because all of the original creators are from Los Angeles.
Right.
So there was something very funny for us about here we are, these LA types, and we're making musical theater. And we're like, well, let's just totally embrace that, shine a light on it, and let the show itself have fun with Whitesnake songs and REO Speedwagon and fitting into the box of musical theater. Fit into the box and explode it.
You mentioned Whitesnake. Now, I don't want to give too many clues away to people who haven't seen it, but Lord Coverdale seems to have, or Lord Coverdale of Trouser Snake, as he's known in these parts, he seemed to also get it.
Yes.
With his involvement, yes. I'd sort of got wind of what was coming first time, and it was just so funny. And that's the great thing is the show starts the moment you were in the auditorium. everything.
And, thank you so much.
And there's obviously a lot of time and effort gone into that. When casting, do you look for actors first, or people who love the era, or a bit of both? Is that what you're aiming for, or is it just is a casting process totally different to trying to find band members?
The casting process is so tough because we're really looking for people who are great actors, great comedians, great singers, often great dancers. Also, it's different. Singing these songs is not just singing your typical musical theater. You have real rock voices that do it 8 times a week. It's vibrant, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, people that do, that are real fans and have a real appreciation of how to sing this music is a rare find. But also, people do come with such a deep love for it. And I think what's always fun is the actors who find themselves in the show find themselves like, oh, this is what it feels like to be a rock star. This is fun.
Yeah.
And I watch actors, their wardrobe will change, you know, they'll start rehearsal, and then over time they'll start getting, like, more and more black leather in their wardrobe, you know, over time.
There's never enough black leather in a wardrobe, I have to say.
Never. It's contagious.
Absolutely. I think you've got with that show the potential to do what Rocky Horror have done. And I just hope that the tour keeps going and generates as much interest as I think it is doing, to be fair, I believe. You know, I'm pushing like hell. I want everybody to see it. I think it's great. Do you think the film's actually damaged the production at all?
Well, you know, on one hand, the film was incredible because it got wonderful. The name was everywhere.
Yes.
Like, people, they know, even if they've never heard of the show, they've heard of Rock of Ages. But I think what's really fun and what a lot of people say is that the movie is so different than the actual production itself.
Yeah.
The actual essence of Rock of Ages stage show is a whole different animal.
Yes.
And it's a whole different tone. It's a whole another experience. And so hopefully the name has gotten bigger and people come to the show and have an experience they didn't even know they were going to have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a fair comment. I mean, I've also got the film in DVD and Blu-ray. And I've sort of described it. Someone said, well, is it any good? I said, well, yeah, it's not a patch on the stage show, because it's different. Tom Cruise is excellent in it, but the rest, it's good. They said, really? You seem a bit... I said, well, it's almost like the difference between a heroin and a heroin substitute. You know, it's kind of nearly there, but not quite the same. To which my wife kicked me under the table and said, you can't make comments like that.
People are going to start wondering about you. You use too many heroin references.
Oh, no, it's the 80s.
Exactly.
And she sort of went, well, why did you say that? I said, because if people get the joke, they'll get it. I mean, I did like the film, but it was nowhere near what you've done with the stage show. Nowhere near. It was almost too serious compared to...
I agree that there's something about the show, the live show, that's wonderful because we allow ourselves to be silly. And we're always kind of like, I don't know if I can say this, but take some pics. and that kind of like opens the doorway to celebration.
Yeah.
And to the audience having a laugh.
Yeah.
So, like, if we can make fun of ourselves or have fun with ourselves, you know, so can you. And you can let your hair down and you can have a drink and you can sing along.
Mm.
Allow yourself to fully remember this time and maybe this is when you were a teenager or, you know, kind of, you know, in a way, like, be transported. That's what I hope for the audience, that through the humor and through the music and through the love story, that they're transported.
Well, it certainly worked for me. I'm looking forward to seeing the new cast.
So I've always said that the real names in the show are the songs, you know?
Well, I'm going to let you get on with your tech, I think, now.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And just thank you so much for loving the show and for getting it and for embracing it and for spreading the word.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you see someone who's completely obsessed wandering around Manchester tomorrow night, that'll be me.
I will be here, so I am so looking forward. Thank you so much.
No problem, Christine. Thanks for the time.
Okay,
speak soon. Bye-bye.